Mike DeGubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted you've turned the radio dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship around God's Word. And if you'd turn to Matthew 24, that will be the beginning of our study today. Those of you who do not have a Bible or a New Testament, we would like to send to you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. If you'll get a pencil and paper, why, I'll give you our mailing address so you can write to us and express your need of a New Testament, and we'll be delighted to send you a free New Testament. And we'll send you the first three Bible courses, that is, the first three lessons of our first Bible course. We have a number of Bible courses. All of them are free. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And it will be our pleasure and joy to mail you a New Testament, to send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. Once you've completed those three lessons, all you need to mail back is just the answer. Sheets. We'll send you the rest of that first course, and you can get it completed, and we'll send you a certificate of completion once you finish that first Bible correspondence course. And once you complete all four, that is, the first four of our Bible correspondence courses, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible, and it will be yours absolutely free and postage paid. We just need you to answer the Bible correspondence course questions, because we want you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the material that you will need to answer the questions is in each one of the Bible courses, printed out, so that you can read it and answer the questions, send the answer sheets back to the address that's on the Bible correspondence courses, and then we will grade them and we'll send you new courses. As you complete one course, we'll send you a complete second course, and then a complete third course, and a complete fourth course, so that each time you've answered all the questions in the answer sheets, just mail the answer sheets back so we can grade them. We'll send you a certificate of completion, and then we will send you the next course. Our mailing address is Bob Griggs. That's spelled capital B-O-B, and the last name G-R-I-G-G-S. Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. And then the next line, you'll put capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X, 825. That stands for Post Office Box 825. And then on the next line, you'll put the name of the city, Ignacio. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma. Then you'll put a capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in. And then you'll put our zip code, and the zip code is very important. It is 81137-0825. On the last line, you'll put U, capital S, capital A, for United States of America, or you can write out United States of America. That's our complete mailing address. And once we hear from you, it will be our pleasure and our joy to mail back to you these materials absolutely free and postage paid. And if you have to pay anything, it will be because of your postal authority, not because we didn't pay the bill for sending it to you, because we will pay that on this end, and it wouldn't be shipped to you if we hadn't paid it. So just know that we want you to have these materials because we love you and we care for you. That's Bob Griggs, Post Office Box 825, Ignacio, spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, 81137-0825, and the next line, United States of America, USA. We do look forward to hearing from you. Now today, we're in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, and beginning with verse 15, we're reading about the future that the Lord Jesus was describing to his disciples. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now this again is talking about the midst of the seven-year tribulation period. In the middle of it, the man who in the first 3.5 years has gone about to conquer the world and bring it under his control into a one-world government, he will have made a covenant with Israel to protect her for 7 years. And during that first 3.5 years, Israel will be rebuilding her temple and reestablishing the Judaism worship of the offering of sacrifices there at the temple to Almighty God. In the midst of that 3.5 years, this man will break his covenant with Israel. He will come into Jerusalem. He will set up his throne there in the most holy place to rule over the earth from Jerusalem. And then we read in verse 16, God tells the Jewish people, let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. In other words, he's saying, you must escape immediately when this event occurs, when this man, referred to in the book of Revelation as the beast because of the kind of man he will be, and also in 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians, he's referred to as the man of sin, the wicked man, this ungodly man, and who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God setteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. And that's what Daniel spoke of back in the book of Daniel. And that's what's being referred to in verse 15. And when this occurs, then he says to those Jewish people to escape for their lives. And verse 19, and woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days, because it will be difficult for them to escape. It will be hard for them to travel because they will have to travel on foot to get away and to escape into the mountains to find a hiding place which God will have prepared for them. And then in verse 10 he says, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, because they could only travel a certain distance on the Sabbath day in their Jewish religion, and in the winter months the wadis, the valleys, would be filled with water. And that would be the route that they would take to try to escape. They would have to go down through the valleys to get away from Jerusalem. Verse 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Now, in our last broadcast, we were over in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, and we were talking about these events that will lead up to the wrath of the Lamb. the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, died as a lamb and came the first time as a lamb. But the second time when he returns back to the earth, he will come as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And during the first part of that tribulation period, the wrath of the Lamb of God will be revealed. Beginning with verse 9 of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, we read, "And when he had opened the fifth seal," and it's the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, verse 1 tells us, who's opening these seals of this great book, and this scene is taking place in heaven. "I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed, as they were, should be fulfilled." You see, beloved, there will be many people during the tribulation period whose eyes will be opened to the truth, who will hear the gospel, who will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and they will die as martyrs for their faith in Jesus Christ. Just skipping ahead to Revelation chapter 7, verse 4 through 8, we read about how that God will anoint 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel who will become witnesses for the Lord God during the tribulation period, who will share the good news of the gospel. And let me just read that to you. "And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel." And there is an organization that claims to be a religious group that says that this represents them, but it's false. This represents exactly what it says, 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. These will be witnesses during the tribulation period for Almighty God, and many people will be saved through their witness and testimony. Till next time, goodbye.